Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, a Wednesday morning. And I've been hearing this incredible series on the BBC. Those listeners who listen through the night on WAMC may be hearing this. And it's all about these bin Laden tapes, Alan. You're hearing speeches of bin Laden throughout his rise. And it is just fascinating. The BBC was given access to these audio tapes.
Well, yeah. You know, this is a very dangerous man. He obviously was largely responsible for the trade towers. There will be people from the fringes who say, you know, this is internally wired and all the rest, but it wasn't. This guy took credit for it, and he did it, and therefore became one of the most despicable people in American history because he caused all of those lives to go. So we find out, you know, like everybody else, with all of the religious pomposity and everything else, that he basically was a human being who liked music and liked other things. And it's very discouraging that there are so many people in this country and this world who are grieving because of him.
So many people motivated by the 9/11 attacks, Alan, and wanted to go and fight. And we see one group that's been kept out of the fighting, women. Two women are graduating from the Army Ranger School on Friday. And now we see an admiral saying there's no reason to bar women from the SEALs.
Well, look, if women or firefighters or police can do the same work as men, there is no good rational reason that they should be barred. I mean, that's absurd. On the other hand, you're tough. The group that went into the Ranger School was huge, came out, there were only two left. And those two should certainly be there. That's absurd to think otherwise.
Well, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is promising to take action against women who pose nearly naked for photos in Times Square in exchange for cash. They have body paint, Alan. Many of them wear a thong. And you see tourists, including children, posing for pictures with them for money.
Well, look, de Blasio is a civil libertarian, and he wasn't all that excited about this whole thing. Of course, the New York POST and the Daily News, they couldn't get enough of it. So they were both outraged, you know, about the way it was going. And at the same time, every day, pictures with little stripes across the parts that are not allowed to be shown. And so how hypocritical can you be if you're in the news media? You want to do it, but at the same time, you're causing a furor among those who are righteous. Look, we know better. We know exactly why the press was doing it, and they deserve to get beaten up for this, but they're not.
Speaking of beaten up, the Correctional Association of New York calling for expanded federal investigation of the state prison system now, saying the death of a 30-year-old inmate after a confrontation with guards shows a complete overhaul is overdue.
It's probably true. You know, it's forever been known that there are these sort of vigilante beat-em-up groups of prison guards. I have heard from several during these broadcasts who say it's not true. On the other hand, you can't have too much inspection. One guy who wrote me said, yeah, it was true on occasion, but it's really not a lot. Well, you know, if you're it and you're beaten up and you're a prisoner, that is disgraceful. Or you're raped. That is the kind of thing that if we're going to put people in prison, if we're going to incarcerate them, that we have to make sure doesn't happen. Because as we know, there are plenty of innocent people who end up getting sent to jail. And then years later, we find out that they didn't do it.
As Donald Trump continues to take the headlines in the presidential contest, we see an interesting profile in the New York Times on his sister and the, quote, bluntness runs in the family.
You know, I read that article and I was impressed by her.
Yeah.
You know, she's a judge. She has not traded on the Trump name, and she has been impressive as a sitting jurist. And there is something that almost everybody who's listening to this program knows. You really can't hold people responsible for what their brothers or sisters have done if they didn't do it. And I know that this is just general information that we all have. You know, it's just silly to say this judge, who's done very well in her career, been a tough judge and a good judge, should in any way be impugned because she has a brother who is a character.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Welcome.